Hello and welcome to Shelf Confidence, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association that focuses on trends and innovations in the food and beverage retail industry. I'm Liz Kemery, your host, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Becky Smith, who is Director of Sales at Polycraft Industries. Polycraft is a new associate member with PFMA, and today we'll be talking about how Polycraft differentiates itself in the flexible packaging industry and how that benefits our PFMA members. Hey, Becky, how are you?
Wonderful, and really excited to share more about Polycraft Industries with PFMA members.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Can you just share a little bit more about your position with Polycraft?
Sure. So I am the director of sales, which means that I'm responsible for sales, marketing, customer service, and the estimating departments. And while I've only been with Polycraft for a little over 5 months, I have been in the printing and packaging industry my entire career, which is over 30 years. I was the senior VP of sales at a company for 27 years, and most recently a senior VP of sales for sales and marketing for a company for 3.5 years. So I could say that I don't have blood in my veins, but I actually have ink, because I've been doing this my entire career.
Sure. Well, and that's great. So it gives you a really good perspective from different companies that you've worked for, but a really broad and I'm sure knowledgeable background in this area. And Polycraft, even though you're relatively new with that company, they've been around for 25 years, which is great. So they have a good reputation in the space. They offer a variety of packaging options to their customers. So when you're thinking about, our members at PFMA and, what food retail might need in this space, what are some of the services and products that you provide?
Great question, and thank you, Elizabeth. We print, laminate, and convert film for poly bags, for pouches, and even roll stock. So a variety of different products, and your PFMA members will definitely recognize that, and I'm sure that they use one of those packaging methodologies. We work with startup companies along with national brands. Our experience is in providing really solutions to challenging projects and meeting short lead times, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. And to really top it off, we have the ability to produce small and very, very large quantities. So how could this possibly help your members? Well, they probably have come across a situation where they didn't know how to resolve the issue, or they had a marketing department that needed something really quickly because they were going to do a promotion. Or maybe it was just they're having spoilage on the shelf or a problem that they don't know how to resolve. We're the company that can help with those problems.
Part of that is when you have problems, when you have issues, when you need short lead times, you really need to have good customer service, right? So that's something that the company really prides itself on, because if you don't have that good connection and that good relationship, you can't do those things effectively. So how do you work with your customers and meet their needs in a timely manner?
We follow a very, very well thought out, proven process. My manager spent a tremendous amount of time making sure that the process was simple and yet accomplished everything that we needed to. Basically, it's 10 to 13 steps. This process not only ensures our customers are replied to quickly, but we also make sure we have all the questions answered, all the material ordered, and to produce a high quality product on time. And of course, the last step of this 13-step process is making sure that our customers, completely satisfied, will place repeat orders and maybe even give us a referral.
That sounds great. And it's good to have that guidance, both, for you and your customer, to make sure that final piece is what it needs to be. So that's awesome to hear. This kind of leads to, it sounds like there's a lot of personal attention with your customers, and I'm sure that that's very helpful as they're looking at what they have to produce and, potentially needing some guidance. So how does that close relationship that you build with them sort of help guide them to the right decisions when they come to you with a project?
Yeah, so we understand that our customers or our consumers actually make buying decisions based on how the packaging looks. I know I do it myself, and there's been tons and tons of studies that say that shelf appeal is really important. So we take that very seriously. So by providing guidance and a high level of personal attention to each and every one of our customers, they're successful, and ultimately we are too. One of our core values is actually to take pride. And one of the ways that we do that is by seeing our customers' product on the store shelf, and they're successful, we're successful.
Very true. Pride in your work and pride in their work is fantastic, especially when it's a beautiful visual, because, you know, that's something that it looks good for everybody and you feel good about. So that's awesome. When you look at your, you know, customer service and you look at, you know, challenges that kind of pop up in the process, what are some of those things that you may have helped customers work through that have been either really common things that you see or some unusual situations that you've helped sort of mitigate for some of your customers?
Some really interesting applications sometimes, but one of the most common challenges that our customers have is they just don't know what film to use for a particular application. Maybe it's a new product launch, or they're having very specific challenges that they need to overcome. We can help them make those decisions. We have a tremendous amount of experience and really subject matter experts. With regard to unusual, that's actually really funny, because I can give you an example where we worked with a company to put an additive into their film for a pet food product, and it's literally insect birth control. So I'll talk about that in a second. And then like another company that wanted to take their leaf lettuce packaging from bulk to retail and had absolutely no idea what to do. So in the first situation, our customer was experiencing what's a fairly common problem, which is insect reproduction within the pet food product. I know, it was new to me too. So what we were able to do was work with an additive supplier and our material, our film extruder, to have an FDA-approved chemical added directly into the film, which resulted in literally adult insect birth control. It prevents the adult insects from actually reproducing. Wow. So I thought that was, and we still do it to this day.
That's so interesting.
It is. I was like, I had no idea. And it's FDA approved, which is great for other applications as well. Sure. The second situation was really fun in that our customer sent us a large, very large cooler of leaf lettuce. Think of romaine lettuce that comes in those long leaf heads, for example. So what we did is literally just go to the store, buy a similar product. We measured it. We inserted the leaf lettuce. We created our own bag size. We tested it in-house. We provided the customer with dimensions, pricing, and the dye line for graphics. And then we even produced 500 bags with the zipper so that they were able to do some of their own line testing themselves. Both are now loyal customers and are extremely appreciative of how creative we were in finding a solution for them. I mentioned one of our core values was taking pride. Well, two of our other core values are discover what's possible and make it happen. And I think we discovered what was possible and we made it happen in both of these examples.
Oh, that's so cool. Those are both great examples. And it's interesting when you have somebody come to you and you're like, I need to get here and I have no idea how. And to know that you guys can be, you know, really creative and it sounds like very hands-on with that process. That's really awesome. Things that you sometimes don't even know that you need until you need them, right? So, I'm sure it was probably also something that needed done expediently, right?
They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. And like I said, we have subject matter experts. I go to different people within our organization to say, here's the situation. What do you recommend? And if we don't know, we have an excellent supplier base that we can reach out to that can help guide us in finding a solution. But talk about creativity. We really have some imaginary people that just think outside the box on a regular basis, which is impressive to me being there only 5 months. I'm like, yeah. You guys are amazing.
Very cool. Awesome. You know, and you're talking about pride, like another piece of that, of course, is, you know, how the product comes out, what it looks like. So if you're thinking about branding and graphics and colors and all of that stuff in the packaging, how does Polycraft really help the packaging to stand out for its customers?
First, by understanding what's the most important thing to the customer. And I've been in organizations where we would go down this path, completely missing the boat on what the customer needed, what the customer wanted. So the stakeholders at the customer, sometimes it's different. Sometimes it's based on price. Sometimes it's on graphics. Sometimes it's about the fill rate that they need to achieve. So we might recommend a different material if their graphics aren't popping, if that's the primary or most important thing. Or we might, you know, ask for better art files because that's the reason that their brand isn't really standing out on the shelf. But ultimately, it's our high quality printing capabilities, attention to detail, and overall just print quality. And to be honest, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our fantastic employees and strong leadership. At the end of the day, you can have the best equipment in the industry, but if you don't have great employees with years of experience, you won't produce a consistently high product.
No, that's true. And you know, it's so important to have those people because we have so many, you know, resources and so much technology and everything, but you sometimes just need that really attentive person or that really good eye that says like, this doesn't look right. Or, you know, we need to amp this up or whatever. And, you know, that's where you're going to turn around your best products, I feel like.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that leads into the next thing you mentioned a couple times. You pride yourself on short lead times. Having worked in communications and marketing a long time, I know that I have absolutely and unfortunately been that person who has said like, okay, I've been told we need this yesterday. You know, what can you do for me? So, you know, how does that work for your customers that you can make it happen when they need it, you know, and quickly turn a project around?
So it's teamwork. It's our processes. There isn't a lot of red tape at Polycraft. Our leadership team is readily available to answer questions and keep the job moving. It's empowering our employees to make good decisions, embracing and believing in our core values. I mentioned a couple of them. And really just focusing on what the customer needs, ultimately putting in the extra effort to get the job done right the first time, which is really a key. If we have to have a lot of reruns, we wouldn't be able to meet these short lead times. So I'll say that we're not perfect. No manufacturing company is, but we never miss a ship date for lack of effort. I'll tell you that. Aside from that, we do have a limited film inventory on our floor to allow us to have the super fast turnarounds. And we have great, strong relationships with our supplier base.
All very important in, you know, that project from beginning to end. So it's good to hear. And, you know, another thing that you had mentioned earlier was that, you know, you do a variety of sizes of projects from a small run to something that's a very large quantities. And that's great to hear too, because some people really specialize in one area, but it's nice to hear that customers could get a variety of things done based on their needs. Can you give some examples of the types of requests that you get and fulfill?
Sure. Sometimes, especially when there's a new product launch or marketing isn't quite sure how it's going to go, they want to start out slow and they want to start out small. We can be your partner if that's the case. And then the product takes off or it's going into a large store chain and you need larger quantities. We certainly can support you with that as well. And then let's say that it goes supersized and the possibility, let's say it's a really stable brand, the graphics aren't changing, the forecasting is very, very reliable. And the possibility exists that going overseas might be an option for you. Well, we can manage that overseas production for you. And in the event that ship doesn't hit our shores, for example, we have the ability to produce right in Hauppauge, New York. And that's where we can fulfill those really small, launch type products, that standard maybe 100,000 of a SKU, 10,000 of a SKU, as well as millions of a particular SKU. That's that kind of, I'll say, from concept to full commercialization capabilities that we have.
That's great. I mean, that's knowing that, you know, that scalability is there, I think is really important, because sometimes you have to take that elsewhere because, you know, the company that you're working with only specializes in one of those areas. So nice to have that flexibility and know that people can hit everywhere in between there. And we've hit a lot of great points about what Polycraft offers, what our members can look forward to if they're working with you. Is there anything that we didn't mention so far today that you wanted to chat about?
We want to be our customer's partner. And sometimes that term is, you know, overused, or it's a cliche, or it's very shallow. And I've worked for some companies that really the customer wasn't number one. That's not the case at Polycraft. My thing would be, if you need something fast, if you need something that varies in quantities, if you don't know what you need, give us a chance. And I think that we can show you that we can be your flexible film provider, fast, reliable, flexible, and whatever your challenge is, we'd like the opportunity to work with your member base.
Oh, that's super. And what's the best way to get in touch with you or to reach out if one of our members is interested in Polycraft?
Sure. You can visit our website, which I will say is under construction to a certain point. We're revamping our website. But otherwise, you can reach out right via our website. Or if you would like, I can provide contact information.
Okay, great. And I can put those in our show notes so they're easily accessible through the podcast.
That would be great, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. This was really enjoyable. I'm really excited to become a member of PFMA and attend some of the events and see what else that we could help with.
Yeah, that's super. Thank you so much for being on and telling us more about Polycraft and your role there. We appreciate it.
Tune in 2 weeks when Nicole Sticca of World Connect joins Shelf Confidence to share how PFMA members can use World Connect's services to improve sustainability and aim for net zero. If you enjoy Shelf Confidence, please subscribe and share. Thanks for listening.